3. Adam and Eve learn about the planet. And now, after their formal installation, Adam and Eve became painfully aware of their planetary isolation. Silent were the familiar broadcasts, and absent were all the circuits of extraplanetary communication. Their Jerusalem fellows had gone to worlds running along smoothly, with a well-established planetary prince and an experienced staff ready to receive them and competent to cooperate with them during their early experience on such worlds. But on Urantia, rebellion had changed everything. Here the planetary prince was very much present, and though shorn of most of his power to work evil, he was still able to make the task of Adam and Eve difficult, and to some extent hazardous. It was a serious and disillusioned son and daughter of Jerusalem who walked that night through the garden under the shining of the full moon, discussing plans for the next day. Thus ended the first day of Adam and Eve on isolated Urantia, the confused planet of the Galagastia betrayal, and they walked and talked far into the night, their first night on Earth, and it was so lonely. Adam's second day on Earth was spent in session with the planetary receivers and the advisory council. From the Melchizedeks and their associates, Adam and Eve learned more about the details of the Galagastia rebellion and the result of that upheaval upon the world's progress. And it was, on the whole, a disheartening story, this long recital of the mismanagement of world affairs. They learned all the facts regarding the utter collapse of the Galagastia scheme for accelerating the process of social evolution. They also arrived at a full realization of the folly of attempting to achieve planetary advancement independently of the divine plan of progression. And thus ended a sad but enlightening day, their second on Urantia. The third day was devoted to an inspection of the garden. From the large passenger birds, the Fandors, Adam and Eve looked down upon the vast stretches of the garden while being carried through the air over this, the most beautiful spot on Earth. This day of inspection ended with an enormous banquet in honor of all who had labored to create this garden of Edenic beauty and grandeur. And again, late into the night of their third day, this son and his mate walked in the garden and talked about the immensity of their problems. On the fourth day, Adam and Eve addressed the garden assembly. From the inaugural mount, they spoke to the people concerning their plans for the rehabilitation of the world, and outlined the methods whereby they would seek to redeem the social culture of Urantia from the low levels to which it had fallen as a result of sin and rebellion. This was a great day, and it closed with a feast for the council of men and women who had been selected to assume responsibilities in the new administration of world affairs. Take note, women as well as men were in this group, and that was the first time such a thing had occurred on Earth since the days of Dalmatia. It was an astounding innovation to behold Eve, a woman, sharing the honors and responsibilities of world affairs with a man. And thus ended the fourth day on Earth. The fifth day was occupied with the organization of the temporary government, the administration which was to function until the Melchizedek receivers should leave Urantia. The sixth day was devoted to an inspection of the numerous types of men and animals. Along the walls, eastward in Eden, Adam and Eve were escorted all day, viewing the animal life of the planet, and arriving at a better understanding as to what must be done to bring order out of the confusion of a world inhabited by such a variety of living creatures. It greatly surprised those who accompanied Adam on this trip to observe how fully he understood the nature and function of the thousands upon thousands of animals shown him. The instant he glanced at an animal, he would indicate its nature and behavior. Adam could give names descriptive of the origin, nature, and function of all material creatures on sight. Those who conducted him on this tour of inspection did not know that the world's new ruler was one of the most expert anatomists of all Satania, and Eve was equally proficient. Adam amazed his associates by describing hosts of living things too small to be seen by human eyes. When the sixth day of their sojourn on Earth was over, Adam and Eve rested for the first time in their new home in the east of Eden. The first 6 days of the Urantia adventure had been very busy, and they looked forward with great pleasure to an entire day of freedom from all activities. But circumstances dictated otherwise. The experience of the day just passed, in which Adam had so intelligently and so exhaustively discussed the animal life of Urantia, together with his masterly inaugural address and his charming manner, had so won the hearts and overcome the intellects of the garden dwellers that they were not only wholeheartedly disposed to accept the newly arrived son and daughter of Jerusalem as rulers, but the majority were about ready to fall down and worship them as gods.